You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, The Maze.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Mind Games Uncut Radio. I bet y'all like, what in the hell is D Maze? We here. 9:19 p.m. in ATL. Hope everybody's doing well. I know it's been a minute since y'all heard me say that, but we are here. Man, I've been so busy, y'all. I ain't gonna lie, man. I've been busy. But anyway, tonight's episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com. That's BatterUpp. BatterUp.com. They got some of the best batter for fish, chicken, and other meats. So check them out at BatterUp.com. You can also go to Amazon and type in BatterUp.com. Man, it's so much going on in the world, y'all. I don't even know where to start. But anyway, we're going to go to this small commercial break, and we will be right back.
We are the United Empires of Akibalon. Is a sovereign nation founded on the principles of Black economic empowerment, self-determination, and community building. Our mission is to create a safe and prosperous haven for Black people to live, work, and thrive together free of the chains of white supremacy. We are committed to building a just and equitable society that values the contributions of its Black citizens and fosters a culture of innovation, creativity, growth, and Black love. We believe that by working together, protecting and supporting one another, we can overcome the challenges and obstacles that we face and create a brighter and better future for ourselves and our generations. With the focus on education, generational wealth, entrepreneurship, health, farming, and sustainability, we are creating a new vision that is possible for Black people now and for futures to come. So the question is, are you ready to be boots on the ground? If so, we invite you to join us by linking up at www.theunitedempiresofakibalon.com today.
We're back. Yeah, man, you know, hey, like I say, I could touch on a whole lot of stuff, y'all, and, I don't know, my music is tripping, y'all. It's so delicate. What's going on? I know I ain't touched on the technology piece in a while, y'all, but it's so much stuff going on in the world. You know, your boy, Trump, they got him on they indicted him here in Georgia. Yeah, Fannie Willis, the same district attorney who didn't prosecute the cop who shot and killed Rashad Brooks here in Atlanta. Yes, we all seen the tape. Yeah, the brother ran, he shot the taser back, but the cop didn't have to shoot him and kill him. Yeah, she did not prosecute them. That's the same district attorney, y'all. Just letting y'all know for all y'all getting happy and clapping and talking about black girl, imagining we did that and all that bullshit. No. No, 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 no. We're not going to give her a pass, y'all. We're not going to give her a pass. So, let's see, can we pull that up real quick, you know what I'm saying? Let's see, can we do that real quick? Let's see, hold on. I should have had it queued up. I wasn't sure that I wanted to touch on this, but why not, you know what I'm saying? Let's do that real quick. Okay, yeah, listen to this, y'all. Here we go.
As we are continuing to follow breaking news this morning, a Georgia grand jury indicting former President Donald Trump.
Hold on, y'all. Let me bring that volume up. I don't know why my thing's so sensitive, y'all.
On charges related to efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is his fourth indictment over the past 6 months.
And breaking news anchor Megan Mitchell is with us from the newsroom with more on the case. So, Megan, this indictment came down late last night.
Yes, it did, guys. Good morning. So we've learned a lot from overnight in Georgia. This indictment, first of all, very thick, 98 pages long, both in, of course, just how big it is right here, but also in the number of people involved in this. Prosecutors accused Trump and some of his allies of leading this sweeping conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Now, former President Trump and 18 others have been indicted by an Atlanta jury in a racketeering case, which is typically used to actually prosecute organized crime. The defendants also include a number of Trump lawyers, aides, and local Georgia Republicans who either created or carried out a plan to use fake Trump electors to bypass the popular vote in swing states. These new charges include violating the RICO Act, engaging in a conspiracy to replace public officials with fake electors.
It seems like it's two black people on an indictment, them 18 people. I just want to throw that out there for y'all. You know, I'm just saying, it looked like it's two, a black man and a black woman on there. Let's continue.
And plotting to tamper with voting machines add to Trump's woes, legal woes, in the midst of this race for the White House. Now, the former president has denied all of the charges against him. This indictment was brought down by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, who says that warrants are out for all the defendants to be taken into custody.
I make decisions in this office based on the facts and the law. The law is completely nonpartisan.
District Attorney Willis gave all defendants, including Trump, until Friday, August 25th. So it's about a week and a half to turn themselves in, and wants to hold this trial within the next 6 months. Mark?
Donald Trump was just indicted in a RICO case. This is a wild turn of events. It is one that, had it been the first charges, would have felt even larger, but it is the fourth. And so right now we have our special report on RICO. This is a law that was initially created to target specific problems in trying to charge the elusive mafia. It is the racketeering influenced and corrupt organizations.
So I'm going to tell you, I'm funny, Willis, she's the same district attorney here in Atlanta. What's his name? Young Thug. She got him on a RICO. Got him on a RICO case too. So it seemed like that's her method she used to try to bring people down. And yeah, man, I'm not for Trump. I'm not for Biden. But see, she got a lot of her support when she was running for district attorney through the police fraternity here in Atlanta. So yeah, she know. Come on, y'all. Like it politics, y'all. All politics. And play a little bit, and they play a little bit more.
Statute, and here is one way to understand it as explained in the classic film The Dark Knight.
I'm good with calculation. I handled all the investments. One big pot.
Got it.
1 minute.
RICO. If they pooled their money, we can charge them all as one criminal conspiracy.
Charge them.
In a RICO case, if you can charge one of the conspirators with a felony, you can charge all of them.
If you can charge one, you can charge them all. That is different than how many criminal statutes work.
Hi, it's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
And it started as a federal law, and now different states have their own versions. So what I'm about to walk you through is why Donald Trump is more likely to end up in an unpardonable, unreviewable prison sentence than he was yesterday morning. The law was first designed to go after the mafia. Over the decades, though, prosecutors have expanded it as a powerful tool for any criminal enterprise. Here's Fulton County DA last night explaining all of it.
Rather than abide by Georgia's legal process for election challenges, the defendants engaged in a criminal racketeering enterprise to overturn Georgia's presidential election result. As you examine the indictment, you will see acts that are identified as overt acts and those that are identified as predicate acts, sometimes called acts of racketeering activity. The RICO charge just has time that you have.
But you can tell they took a time to put this case together. Woo-wee, boy, this kind of I don't know. I don't think Trump's still gonna go to jail, y'all. I think he'll be all right. Like I said, I don't care, but at the same time, this is gonna be a harder one for him. I believe this is gonna be a harder case for him because because of what's going on. Like they got 18 people. They got 18 people they trying to hold. What's gonna happen is a lot of folks are gonna start spilling the beans because nobody's not going to jail for nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you that's not gonna happen. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I tell you one thing. Trump better make sure he got a hell of a team when it comes to them lawyers. But we, like I said, I told y'all, smoke and mirrors, y'all. Don't fall for the smoke and mirrors because that's all it is. It's a distraction going on. You got the thing going on in Maui with the fires. You got the BRICS situation going on right now. Nobody don't really want to talk about that. That right there to me is more serious than this, you know. And let's be honest, a lot of the Democrats don't even want Biden to run. They even had a clip from one of the people in his party, a heavyweight, actually saying that it's time for him to pretty much bow gracefully. You know what I'm saying? Cause the dude is outdated, man. Like I told y'all before, a lot of these people are outdated. A lot of these politicians we have, these old fossils. I talk about it on my TikTok. Make sure y'all check me out on Mind Games Uncut on TikTok. Man, we had a good live last night, man. It was hundreds of people in the room, and we was, everybody agreed that we should have term limits, man. These people are, we got outdated people running the government right now. It don't make sense to me. This shit is crazy, y'all. I never seen it in my life. We up here upholding people who should be in retirement homes and kicking it with their great-grandchildren. Not grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Hell. Some of these people down there 90 years old. Damn, can't even stand up. Some of them probably can't even see well. Hell, you probably got some of them that be pissing on themselves at night. Just keep it real. I'm not even trying to be funny. Maxine Waters, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi stepped down. I mean, she damn near 100 for she left. Jim Clyburn, his coon ass, you know what I'm saying? We go down the list. Congressional Black Caucus, all of them. Gotta go. And like I said, this is a distraction. Listen, man, this thing gonna go all the way to the 2024 election. You know what I'm saying? And they said, y'all, and this is what I really want this to tell y'all. People actually said that if Trump get locked up, it will be a civil war. Yeah, they said that. Let me see, can I find that? I don't know, my music keep cutting off. I want to see something. Let me see. So I talked about this last night. Let me see. I'm pretty sure it's gonna pop up. Hold on, y'all. Let me see. We headed to a civil war if Trump. Let's check this out, y'all. Let me play this real quick. Hold on. Can I play this? Hold on, y'all. Let me see. I don't know why I'm not getting any volume. Why is my thing? I don't know why my computer is being so damn sensitive. Hold on, y'all. God, everything's popping up. Hold on. I can barely touch my Let me see. Hold on, y'all, just for a second. I'm trying to see what's going on. I mean, I might have to restart. Hold on, let me see. I'm gonna hit allow. Okay. I'm trying to go down. Hold on. Just bear with me. It was an actual video, but I don't know why. Hold on, y'all. Let me do this. What is the... Hold on. Let me do this, y'all. Hold on. Cause I don't know what's going on. Hold on. Let me see. Let me put this in real quick. Bear with me. This real quick. Let me see some. Hold on. Okay. Let me play. I don't want to play a long. Hold on. God damn it.
What? Donald Trump is already.
Listen, y'all. Here we go.
Facing multiple trials next day. He's staring down 78 felony counts in 3 different jurisdictions. And another indictment of the former president is expected as early as this week. In Fulton County, Georgia. Several witnesses, including the state's former Republican lieutenant governor, have now indicated that they have been called to testify before a grand jury on Tuesday. And in Washington, D.C., Jack Smith, the DOJ special counsel, has asked for a trial of Trump over the crucial election case to begin on January the 2nd, less than 5 months from now. So what happens if Trump is convicted and sentenced to prison, especially this side of an election? What will his supporters do? My NBC News colleague Vaughn Hilliard asked one of them at a rally in New Hampshire on Tuesday.
If Donald Trump were to be found guilty by a jury, where do you see this going?
Civil war. Because we can't live together, obviously.
Hello, y'all.
We can't live together.
That lady said it's going to be a civil war. Hold on, wow. What's wrong with my... Yeah, I'm trying to read the comments. Man, look, I just wanted y'all to, I just wanted y'all to hear that, man. That's crazy. That chick said it would be a civil war. Listen, y'all. Listen. Let me tell y'all something right now. That lady ain't lying. She telling the truth. These people, look, the MAGA crowd, they crazy as hell. I really believe her. She's telling y'all. And guess what? She's not locked up. And some more said it too. Yeah. If we would have said something like that, we getting locked up. Throwing away the goddamn key. Yeah, boy. They already letting you know in the head ahead of time. Alright, y'all think these people bullshitting around, man. But anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. I don't know. I would have my equipment acting a little funny. I think I had to reset everything, but I didn't feel like doing that. But y'all get it. Y'all know what's going down. Hope I gave y'all some good information tonight. Y'all go back and do y'all own research. You know what I'm saying? Just don't listen to me. I'm just a messenger. And that being said, y'all, I'm about to get up out of here, and I'll holler at y'all on the next one.